Welcome to Ag Chat, everyone, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture here at UW-Madison. I'm very excited for this episode we have today. I'm going to have a few of our fall initiates on here today. We're going to go around, kind of hear about their experience here at UW so far, anything they haven't expected, some cool stuff that they've done through AWA, and a little bit about them. So if you guys want to get started going around the room, I'll start. I'm Anna McCord, as always.
My name is Brooklyn Schwer.
My name is Kelsey Hardy.
I'm Lexi McCord.
All right. And if you guys want to just briefly start by giving us your grade, if it happens to differ from being a freshman, and then what your major and certificates happen to be.
I'm a freshman here at UW-Madison, and I'm majoring in dairy science with a certificate in ag business.
I'm also a freshman. I'm also a dairy science major, and I currently have a certificate in life science communications.
And I am the third freshman with a degree in textiles and fashion design.
All right. I'm glad to see a little bit of variance through our majors here around the room, just because AWA can represent a lot of different things for people. So just to kick it off, how did you guys hear about AWA?
I heard about it through influential women that work in dairy in my county. A few of them coached me for dairy judging, and they were both members. So then I had heard about it through them and decided to join.
I would also say that I heard about it through people in my county. Emma Dohurst, for sure. I knew that she went to UW-Madison and was a part of AWA, and I knew that was something I wanted to do. I also knew the Prowley girls, and they were also a big influence in me coming to Madison and wanting to be an AWA sister.
Once I figured out that I was going to Madison, you, Anna McCourt, are my sister, and told me about the club and joining and all the positives to being a member of AWA in Madison.
Yeah, so you had mentioned, Brooke, that you are from that same area that the Prowley girls are from. If you guys just want to start off here by mentioning, that is, where you guys are from, if it is Wisconsin or happens to differ from that.
So I'm from Edgar, Wisconsin, which is by Wausau, and
I'm from Dodgeville, Wisconsin, which is in the southwest corner, Iowa County of Wisconsin.
And I'm from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, in Fond du Lac County.
Thank you. I'm from the same place. Lexi and I are sisters. Yeah, it's really nice that we have girls kind of from all over that really shows how far AWA kind of reaches around the state. And obviously out of state, too. We do every once in a while get some girls from out of state. What has been one of the most surprising things for you guys coming to UW, kind of that transition from high school?
I'd say that one of my most surprising things about the UW-Madison campus would be the amount of people I see on campus every day. I'm from a small town. I had 40 kids in my class. I never really got the whole experience of over 200 kids in a lecture, so that was pretty surprising to me. And not having that personal connection with your professor where they knew your name or you could just go up and ask them questions, that was just something that surprised me a lot when I came to campus.
I would say one of the more surprising things is the types of people and groups that you see, because you might see one of the big buff football players in more of an artsy building or in classes you wouldn't necessarily expect certain kinds of people to be. There's a lot of variety of the types of people on campus and in every kind of class.
My most surprising thing since coming to Madison is probably the layout of the campus. When I toured here, I was very confused by it, but being here, it's actually a lot less confusing than I thought, and also it's a lot smaller than I think people tell you it is. It's very easy to get around.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting the different misconceptions people have coming into college, especially when you're talking to people from school like, oh, Madison's going to be so big. You're going to be in these lecture halls of 500 people or 600 people, and you're never going to know anyone. And there are classes that are like that. Some of those gen eds are going to be really big, but it's also nice when you can get to more of your direct classes that are for your major that are super intimate. And like in my case, I have classes of 5 people. So it's really nice to be able to connect with your professors on a smaller level. And maybe you do have a bigger class, like Lexi mentioned, that has like the football players or something in it. I know my husband, when he was here on campus, he actually was in a class with Jonathan Taylor, which was kind of cool. It was radio broadcasting. So anyways, moving on. what has been one of your favorite things about campus so far?
My friend Kemily actually introduced me to Free Art Fridays in Dijope. So you would go typically later at night around 9 or 10 on Fridays, and you could go for a couple hours, I think until midnight, and make different art that they have offered for that week. So we went when they did free canvas painting with hot chocolate, but they also did, the next week was jewelry, and they offer different things for all kinds of artists.
My favorite thing about campus is probably living on the southeast side, just because since I'm an ag major, I spend a lot of my time over on the lakeshore side of campus in classes. But then living on the southeast side, I'm able to get a little bit of separation, and I also can experience two very different areas of campus, and I enjoy them both. They both have a lot of stuff for students to do, and I like that experience because I have friends from both sides.
My favorite part about campus would be all the different clubs that I'm in, Badger Dairy Club especially. Working at Expo was truly something I've always wanted to do, and it was really cool to see like everyone just come together and be a part of this amazing thing for the industry. And I've met a lot of good friends through that, which I've also met and had time to be associated with in AWA and Collegiate Farm Bureau. So I really enjoy those clubs.
I think to kind of backtrack a little bit, you had mentioned that you lived on the opposite side of campus than we are here. Do you guys just want to briefly mention where it is that you're located and those experiences that you have with that? Because I know it differs a little bit throughout the group here.
Yeah, I'm over on the southeast side, and I'm in Celery Residence Hall, which is one of the biggest residence halls on campus. So that's been really fun. There's also a lot of chaos in that residence hall, but it's really nice being close to State Street and the Capitol. And I think I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of girls and guys that are in various majors, so I can really expand my view on everything, and I really enjoy it.
I'd say that I'm on the lakeshore side, so I live in Bradley, right by Dijope. It is the oldest building on campus, oldest resident hall. I'd say it's definitely a great experience for freshmen. It's the smallest dorm room possible, and the showers are just fantastic. So you'll get the best college experience living in Bradley.
I live in the AWA house, and that has been the quickest way to learn and meet some of the other members in the club. And they're all so nice and welcoming and very good to share different ideas. Or sometimes if you want to leave the house, someone has a car that you can borrow. So the experience with the girls in the house has been really nice. And it's actually not too far from a lot of the buildings on this side of campus, so it's not a bad walk for all of the different benefits of being in the house.
So based on your experiences, I know you guys lived in the dorms, excuse me. Do you guys plan to stick with your roommates? Are you guys going to come here to the AWA house, or do you guys plan to live off campus again, or possibly even in the dorms again?
So next year I have an apartment with my current roommate, Gina, and we're going to live in the Birch house, which is so close to the AWA house, which is nice. So we'll still be able to connect with all the AWA girls. In the next couple of years, I'm thinking about living in the AWA house my senior year or junior year, so that should be exciting.
Yeah, I am also hoping to live in the AWA house in the future, but next year, I'm not living with any of my current roommates that I have right now, but I'm living with a couple friends that I met here on campus and just through being from my hometown and showing cattle and things like that. And we're actually living just in an apartment complex a block down from the AWA house, so we're really excited for that. It will be really easy to make it to meetings and a bunch of house activities.
And Lexi, do you plan to stay here at AWA?
Yes, I just filled out my application and lease to renew for next year.
Nice, nice. I guess we can transition a little bit more into academics. Have you guys been enjoying your classes so far? And with those classes, have you guys had any struggles or surprises with those?
So, like I said in the beginning, like, the class sizes were a big change for me, and I know I took my first semester easy. I only took 12 credits, and I took a bunch of easy classes, so I knew this was something I needed to get a hang of. I needed to work my way into taking bigger classes, and this semester I'm actually taking a bio class, which has like 300 kids in it, so that was shocking. I'm sitting around a bunch of random people I don't know, and I'm taking notes in a 15-minute lecture, and I have no idea what she's saying, and I'm just so confused. But right now...
You guys are allowed to laugh. It's okay. I'm not laughing at you.
But yeah, that's a really big surprise, and it's kind of a struggle, but I'm just hoping we get through it. We're going to get through it.
It's a really good mentality. We're going to get through it.
I would say I really enjoy my classes. The way that I set up my schedule is kind of like I'm taking a lot of my gen eds this year, and then I'll get into my more complex classes, I would say, in the future. So far, my classes have gone really well. I'm also in bio with Brooklyn, and I actually love our professor. She's awesome. So shout out to her. But overall, I've really enjoyed my classes at Madison.
I have not had that many gen eds because I came in with a good handful. So my classes have been kind of split, 3 for my major, 2 for my gen eds. And the gen eds were rather all right once you got used to them. The ones for my degree have been kind of difficult because they expect a lot out of you in such a short time. And some of the work can be really long tasks and very repetitive. So just managing to keep on top of my projects and everything I have due is taking a little bit of time to get used to, but it's getting better as it's going on. And my planner I got with orientation has helped a lot.
Same. I agree.
Lexi, I think it's important. Do you want to mention how your classes are kind of structured and how that might differ from just like a power lecture that people would sit through and just take notes the whole time? How are some of your classes structured?
I have a power lecture this semester, which was new to me, and it is very fast, giving you a lot of information as quickly as you can write it.
Power lectures drag on.
No, mine
There's not
is,
enough Wordle to take up
is,
my power lectures.
No, I have to write a lot of notes, and he's very fast. Some of my other classes are, like, gen eds are a lot of just smaller lectures or, like, my... maybe 100 people. But with my degree specifically, there's a lot less people in it. So the lecture sizes are a lot smaller. There's a lot of lab time or they call it studio. So getting to work with sewing machines and more close with the teacher. I had a class with Marianne last semester, and we did a lot of different things. We learned how to knit. We learned how to crochet. We dyed things.
This is not the house Marianne.
No, not the Marianne that lives in the house.
If you guys are listening and you know who Marianne from the house is, you will definitely understand that knitting and crocheting is not our Marianne.
No. Marianne Fairbanks. And she was really good at getting to know the students because we're so closely. And I have Mitch Frank. I had him last semester and I have him again this semester. Both really great teachers that get to work really closely with their students and like the idea of being able to work directly with them and get to know them throughout the 4 years that you're at Madison.
And you guys have mentioned a bio class you're in. What is that class?
Bio 101.
What do you know what the professor's name is?
Yeah, it's Sharon Toma.
Yes.
You guys like her?
Yes.
Yes, she's so good.
Oh, so.
Except the study round trip she has planned is $8,000.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a little extreme.
Her exams are pretty easy.
I heard she's the best out of the other two that we have.
See, I only had her. In my time, it was just her teaching.
Yeah. But that's good that the exams, because, like, they throw a ton of information.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going to be on the exam here?
Right. And I actually ended up taking that class a little bit late because I don't think it was a prereq for anything that I needed.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I took that pretty late, and I took it with Nicole Brogy actually as well. And a lot of the stuff was related to a lot that you've learned previously just about, you know, biology and stuff. So all of her exam questions are multiple choice, like super, super easy. And I can't remember if that was the class, but the last exam, like you had a drop exam or something. So I didn't even plan to take it. That might not be the class, but I remember one of those like multiple choice. I know we have
the pre-lecture quizzes we can drop.
Yeah.
Dang it, I'm in 102.
Wait, you're in
Isn't
the
that
lab?
A lab?
We are too.
Yeah, I'm in like with a bunch of random people. What time is your lap? 1:15 to 4:15 or something silly.
That's ours.
Wait, on Wednesday?
No.
Oh. Thursday. Well, never mind.
I was like,
I wouldn't know.
Because that's cross-reference with Zoo, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I took that lab 6:45 to 9:45.
A.M.?
P.M.
Why?
That's horrible.
Oh, you're really
If wrong. You guys ever get to make the decision on, like, how you structure your schedule, totally. Never, ever, ever do more than one lab in a day, let alone three, because that was, like, I could not take it. It was just
cutting that one out.
Dairy science.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It was tough.
Was it chem?
One was chem, and then that class, and then TED for 2:33 or 2:34. Okay. I think it was, yeah. Because that class had a lab, I think. I don't remember. It was something with TED, because we'd always go out to farms. So he would drive, like, the minibus, and he would have to drop me off on the other side of campus so I could go to my labs, because we would, like, be getting back just in time for me to, like, wander over there and sit for, like, 30 minutes before my lab started. It was terrible. I hated it. Don't ever do it. Be better. Don't be me. Do not be me. Have you guys struggled with any type of class transition that you've had? I know you had mentioned, like, the sizes and everything, but is, like, the instruction, like, really, I don't want to say challenging, but I guess challenging might be the right word. Like, for what you guys are used to, has that been, like, really hard to get on with?
The only thing I would say is, certain, like, I took my ethnic studies in that class specifically, which I did actually really like. It was also a literature credit. I really enjoy writing papers, though, so that's not a common opinion. Yeah. But it was, like, creative writing, which I like. But she did not lay things out very well. There was no, like, class schedule or due dates were never in correctly, and she did everything on paper, which is totally fine, but it was just really difficult because you didn't have a laid out schedule. Like, in all of our classes online, we have, like, a laid out schedule. We didn't have that for her. So a lot of times we'd be, like, asking her if she could extend due dates, or, like, asking her when this was due, because she just would forget to mention it, and it was just really chaotic.
I would have to say it depends on the professor. I've had professors who are really good at putting up a slideshow and giving more information than what's on the slideshow, but then there's also professors who will just read right off the slideshow and expect you to understand what's on the slideshow, and I'm like, I don't understand that. I'd say a big thing that's helped me would be looking over the notes before class, and I like to take my notes, especially in bio, I take my notes before class so that I can write, like, little notes during class, or, like, do something like that, just so I can understand what's going on in class or something.
I could never prep like that.
I don't even have that time. Or I can make the time, just don't.
Just don't prioritize my education. No, me too.
You know, I think the main thing has just been keeping on top of the projects, and then this class I have this semester with the power lecture, he also doesn't really believe in Canvas. So considering I went from staring at Canvas 24/7 last semester to having to just kind of guess what's going on in his class, it's very different, and not in a very good way for my learning ability. But he is one of those that has an empty slideshow that you can look back at, but everything that you would have learned, he says out loud. And he goes, write that down. And if you don't write that down, you don't get that.
Well, at least he's warning you that you should write it down.
But then he says it really fast, and you have 2 seconds, and it's gone. Write that down, write that down. He'll go, write this down. And then he'll say the longest set of words, and you have no time to think about the first one you're writing. So a lot of kids use laptops, so it's very, like,
good.
I do not use my laptop.
It teaches you to be quick on your feet. Anywho, how has AWA been able to help you in that transition from high school into college?
I mean, I would say it's definitely given me a group of people to fall back on. Like, I know that if I come to the AWA house, there's always someone willing to talk to me. I've met such a great group of friends here, and they've just been so welcoming and supportive. And if I always need help with something, they're always here. They're always willing to help me, and they're just a great group of girls.
Yeah, I guess two out of the three of my roommates are AWA members next year. So I would say it really helped me with friendships, meeting people that I have a lot of things in common with, and also just being involved in something that takes your mind off of whether you're homesick or you're stressed for an exam. You can go to these events and you kind of have time to just forget and have fun doing something with your sisters.
I totally agree with that, because in the beginning when they all tell the students that, oh, you need to get into clubs and organizations and that will help you educationally, you're kind of like, I don't really see the benefit, because if anything, that's just taking away from my time to study. But being in the house and in the club, you get to meet a lot of different people and you kind of don't drive yourself crazy. Because if you're too focused, then you kind of lose it, because that's all you're ever thinking about. But if I didn't live in the house with the girls, I definitely would have driven myself crazy and wouldn't know very many people other than my two friends I met in class. And I would be much more miserable than I am, and very thankful for Marianne, not the teacher, the member, and her delicious meals for dinner Monday through Thursday.
Like gnocchi. I'm going to leave it at that. Have you guys been like pleasantly surprised by anything in AWA? Like, oh, I didn't expect that to occur, but that it did happen for you.
Okay. So first time I came to AWA, I love Marianne.
No Marianne slander.
Marianne scared me.
So valid.
I walked into AWA and Marianne, she's a 6 foot tall person. Like, she's scary, very intimidating. But this girl can cook. She's a really good cook, and she's an even better friend. I've learned to just bond with Marianne. We've had some really great conversations over the past couple days, and Marianne is just someone that I feel AWA is just, I don't know how to say it. Like, she just puts it all together. Like, She's the mom of the house. She's the
glue. She's AWA glue. Yep. Yeah.
She once told us during dinner, I was raised that I had to be ready to feed 12 people at any given time. So I had to have recipes and skills to cook for 12 people at any given time whenever, during the day. And we're like, Marianne, I don't think that's what a 12-year-old should be, like, thinking, worried about through their week.
Wow, I love that. Shout out Marianne. Marianne, you better listen to this episode, because if not, you're missing so much love.
We love you, Marianne.
I would also say, like, another thing that surprised me with AWA is, like, the campus resources that it gives you, in the sense of, it's basically like having a free tutor. Like, the sisters can always help you with classes, because most of the time, but not always, they have taken similar classes to you or have the same major. And they also help you with planning out, like, your four-year plan and figuring out what classes you want to do and when you want to do them and with which professor. And I think that all really does matter. And that's been super, super helpful to me, at least, to have those people to go to.
I think the most surprising thing was thinking about how much it is like a sorority in the movies.
What?
With the meetings, at least, when we have when someone does, well,
the purpose
and things, but I don't want to say stereotypical, but it is as what could be expected, I suppose.
I think it's interesting the take on, like, having the resources, because it's really nice, even, like I had mentioned before, like, the previous sisters and stuff, to be able to see the different experiences that people have had. Currently, we have 4 girls on a foreign exchange program, different programs, but it's nice that now they're going to be able to come back next semester and be able to share everything that they did and stuff that they recommend and stuff that they don't. We also have girls that work on campus. I know I've worked on campus as well as doing research. Some of the girls, even in AWA, currently do research with our advisor, Dr. Heather White. So there's a lot of different experiences that you can get and a lot of insight, even outside of academics, that AWA can give you that you may not be expecting, which is really, really nice to see. It's very convenient when, like you had mentioned, your roommates next year are going to be AWA sisters. My roommates currently are AWA sisters as well. And we always get to go home. We get to debrief and talk about the happenings of the week or the weekend and talk about AWA and the other clubs. And it's really nice to have those interconnections, as well as being able to go outside of Ag Campus and have other friends as well. Is there anything that you guys are excited to experience here at UW that you maybe haven't been able to do quite yet?
Yeah, I guess I already know mine just because I've been thinking about it for a while, but I'm planning to go on a 3-week study abroad. I don't know which one I'll do. I'm in the Pre-Vet Association, and they take a trip to an elephant sanctuary in Thailand. So I really want to go on that one, not this year, but next year, so my sophomore year. So I'll be saving up for that. And then if I weren't to go on that one, I'm definitely going to find another one. I know that I will be taking advantage of a 3-week study abroad because they have so many opportunities for that at Madison.
After branching off of that, I'm looking forward to a study abroad experience, hopefully during my junior year. I was thinking more of like a 3-week short kind of a thing. I went to Europe this past summer, so I'm hoping to go back to Europe. I really want to go to Switzerland or do something over there. Otherwise, I really want to do an internship at like Transova or Budjon and just get that whole dairy cattle experience.
I think I'm most excited for getting to utilize a lot of the resources for my specific like major and program because I just really enjoy what I pick. So I am excited to get to utilize those resources and be able to do things that I like. And also, more game days. I did 5 sports in high school, including football and basketball, and I really enjoy watching them play here. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy going to the games and being able to support the fellow Badgers.
Are there any classes that you guys are looking forward to taking that may not be part of your major? One example that might not be exactly what you guys are thinking. The UW offers a wine tasting class where you can understand the different kinds of wines and being able to taste them and so on and so forth. Maybe that's something you guys are looking forward to doing. Maybe that's not something that was on your radar, but do you guys have any classes that you're kind of looking into or looking forward to?
I guess I need 2 credits of humanities, so I might take an intro to theater class. I did musical in high school, so I think it'd be really fun. It'd kind of be something that would be like a brain break for me. And Madison has like a really good theater major, although I wouldn't have a major or certificate in it. I think it'd be really fun to just like give that a try while also being able to get a credit for something that's fun.
I really want to take like a photography class or like a graphic design class because I know in my free time I like to take pictures and I like to mess around and do Photoshop and stuff like that. So I feel like that would be a fun, interesting class.
Well, I came in with a lot of credits, so I don't really have any electives I need to take because I'm trying to graduate in 3 years. So I'm really kind of whittling it down to just the major specific things. I mean, I have 1 social science left. So if anyone has a fun social science I can take, I could fill it with that. But otherwise, I don't really have room for anything else. But so far, the class has been good. So hoping to just keep having some nice classes.
What is social science?
Just like
anti-counts, I think. So
like my Asian American studies I have right now accounts for social science and ethnic studies.
Oh.
Okay. I'm trying to think. My friend needed a social science too, but I don't know what she took for it.
It's like the studies of like a unit of things. Like
anti probably would fit in that then.
Mm-hmm. I took an anthropology class last semester. That was pretty easy.
Oh, I took African dance class last semester. It was all online. I got a B in it, which is really embarrassing. But
that's getting cut.
If you guys are, I probably should cut that. If you guys are looking for a class that's pretty easy and all online, asynchronous, that African studies one is. It's a lot of work though. You have to like record yourself like drumming and stuff.
Why did I not get to witness any of that, bro?
I locked myself in the office at our apartment and I'm like embarrassed because I have to keep restarting it because you're like tapping along with a video. And so if you mess up, then it's like, okay, you just heard that because the video was playing and I wasn't. So now I gotta start over. I'm so embarrassed.
You were a drummer though.
Shut up. Okay. Also, you had mentioned photography. I was enrolled in this documentary photography class with Professor Dexter Patterson. The coolest guy ever. He calls himself the bird nerd. He's verified on Instagram. He, okay. like,
takes pictures of birds and stuff. I ended up dropping the glass because I it just didn't fit quite right in my schedule, and I didn't want to put the work in. But like the very first day, he already was like teaching people stuff. And in that class, he like very much advocates, like, if you don't have anything more than an iPhone, you don't need to buy anything. Like, you can do it on your phone. If you have something nicer, take stuff on your, like, your camera, but you will only need your phone if that's all you got. And I think like 90% of the kids that take the class get an A, and it's 3 credits. So recommend it, just because Professor Patterson is awesome. He's so, so cool. He's actually the professor for my videography class that I'm in right now. That one is also super, super cool. And you get like work on professional cameras, like the ones that they use to like record news and stuff. You get to like rent those out and take videos. And it's a really cool class. If you guys have any flexibility and want to add something that's from like the LSC department, I definitely recommend doing those classes, or at least working with them.
What number is it?
Yeah,
for LSC.
It's also
really
cool.
Let me pull
that's
up.
That's my certificate, so
let's
add some stuff too.
Like I said, I dropped the photography one. But LSC 314 is Intro to Digital like Videography. He's great. He is such an awesome professor. And I just missed an entire week because I went to Texas. And I told him, like, hey, I'm going to Texas. I'll stay up to date with my homework, whatever. And he was just like, have fun. And I sent him a picture of flamingos. And he's like, that's so great. So he is really, really great. If you guys ever have the chance, definitely work with him. Do you guys, just from, like, your time in high school to where you are now, has that changed at all what you envisioned for yourself, or do you see yourself still changing throughout your time here at UW, or are you kind of like, this is exactly where I pictured myself and I'm exactly where I want to be?
This is definitely where I want to be, but not necessarily where I pictured myself. I honestly didn't know where I wanted to go. I applied to about 6 colleges. And I just wasn't sure, but then I was really glad that I did choose Madison. I like being a little bit closer to home, and then I also really like all the opportunities here and the campus. I've really liked all the opportunities on campus and fun things there's to do. So I would say I'm good with where I'm at. I think I'll change throughout college. I think everybody does, but I think it's probably for the best.
I would say, branching off of Kelsey, a year ago today, I would not have pictured myself at UW-Madison. Madison has been a dream school of mine forever, but I never pictured myself actually being able to come to Madison and spending 4 years here. And when I got the acceptance letter last year, I was so excited to finally get into my dream school. But then it was choosing between this school in River Falls and the Twin Cities, and I was just torn between all 3 schools, but I realized that Madison was the place I wanted to be and where I wanted to go with my future, and I think I'm where I want to be right now. I'm not really sure. We're still figuring it out, but hopefully maybe I can figure that out in the next couple months or in the next couple years.
I think early on in my high school career, it was more focused on New York, but then as it got closer to the day of high school graduation, we realized that that's not necessarily the easiest from a small dairy farm in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, to get to New York. It is a little bit expensive and very far. So realistically, it was my best option, and being close to my family has always been making it easier because my sister is obviously here. My brother lives in or on the outskirts of Madison,
Fitchburg.
And I've been lucky enough to go home almost every weekend to see my family. Madison just makes the most sense in that respect. I'm learning a lot from my classes. Yeah, so I think this is definitely where I want to be because I am learning and growing and I'm not that far away. But still got a long ways to go yet. 2 more years.
So to kind of backtrack, I probably should have asked you guys this before, but it just came to me. So sorry. Another surprise question. Do you guys see yourself growing through AWA? Whether that, like I had mentioned before, living in the house, which you guys kind of already answered, or like possibly taking on officer roles. Is that something you guys are excited to do or interested in doing?
I'd say I share a pretty strong passion for agriculture and being a dairy kid growing up on a small dairy farm. And I'd say I'd love to spread that to other people in the house and just other people in the organization by taking on a leadership role that lets me just branch out and just be a voice for agriculture in general.
Yeah, I would say I'm totally open to running for an officer position. I plan to eventually in my time here. And also, I think the Women in Ag Association we have here branches all throughout the country and even the world, our alumni members and everything. So I'm really excited to meet some more alumni and make connections with them, because I'm hoping when I'm an alumni, I can be that asset for current AWA members. And I think that's going to be great, because I would like to eventually move out of the state of Wisconsin. And I think like Women in Ag is a way that I could really make connections with women who work in agriculture in different areas of the world or in the country. So
I would definitely be open to running for a position as long as I have time for it. I don't want to not be able to fully fulfill the duties of an officer position or the roles. And I think not like having the time and not utilizing that is kind of a mistake, because this is really an asset to every girl in the club and even the people outside of the club that we interact with. So I would definitely like to utilize those opportunities to me and the other girls in the house.
I just have one last question for you guys, and that's all right if you don't have any questions for me, but the question for you guys is, do you guys have any questions about UW that you would like answered, or maybe something not related to UW but rather related to Madison or anything like that?
I guess I have a question. How has UW-Madison helped you grow as a person?
That is a really, really good question. And this is kind of like you guys had just answered. This is always where I kind of saw myself going, was UW-Madison, the only university, public university here in the state that's got a dairy science program. And that's what I really, really wanted to do with my life. And I think it's interesting, what you expect out of college is absolutely never what you're going to leave with. And that was so, so nice, was to come and think, okay, I'm going to be in these classes and I might join a club or two and it'll be great. I'll get through these 4 years and I'll have so much fun. And I've gotten so much more out of it that I have never, ever thought I would get. I didn't even think I would be running for an AWA position, because I didn't even think I wanted to be part of AWA. And my freshman year, I found my husband and now we're married and we have a dog. And so there's a lot that you get from the university that you absolutely do not expect and are absolutely going to make you a better person for it.
What has the university prepared you for your career after college? Like, what do you plan on doing and how has the university helped you get there?
So, school pretty much actually teaches you nothing. Hot take, putting myself on blast. I confidently can say that my classes have not taught me what experiences will, and they have prepared me for things like internships and interviews, but you're going to get everything out of your internships and like very little out of your schooling. And it could just be that I don't apply myself enough, and I will take full responsibility for that. But what I foresee myself doing is marketing communication, something in ag. And I feel like my classes have been great, but I feel like the experiences I've gotten because of my classes have been so much better. I interned with Wisconsin Holstein Association, which is where I learned how to do photography, which I now am very passionate in. And then this past year, I worked with Sassy Cow and I got to facilitate tours, and I got to meet over 8,000 different people. I got to facilitate over 200 different tours, and I got to see people from as far as India. So it is really, really interesting what saying you do in school can give you for opportunities, because those opportunities are going to give you everything. The nice thing with AWA is, which actually you guys have all experienced, our mock interviews and everything that we do. That night, I think, is really, really great to show people the different things you need to be prepared with, because you can interview for a job in high school where you're a waitress, which I did multiple times. And those interviews are going to be nothing compared to what your real employers are going to be expecting of you. And it's really nice to have something like AWA where you can prepare yourself with something that's showing you how to do resumes and how to ask questions during interviews and how to answer questions during interviews. So the things that you get on the club level as well are priceless, invaluable, whatever that might happen to be. But yeah, I think you should really care about your classes. Try harder than I probably have, but the things you're going to get because of your classes are going to be way more important than anything your teacher might say to you.
Do you have any advice for us?
Oh, that reminds me of a question I was going to ask you guys. Shoot.
What advice do you need?
Yeah. What advice do you need from me? Like, I know everything. I absolutely do not know everything, and I'm still learning currently, as you can see. Advice I would probably give is to not be afraid to ask questions and to reach out. I still struggle with that sometimes, where people are like, you should reach out to that person and see if they have X, Y, or Z. And I'm always like, well, what if they don't have that? And someone's like, so the worst they say is no? Like, it's an email. It's a text message. It's really not the end of the world. So I think not being afraid to reach out and try and get opportunities that you might not think are even possible for yourself are really important. Like I said, I interned with Wisconsin Holstein Association, and that summer I didn't really plan on having an internship, and I kind of was pursuing stuff, but was feeling really down because I was like, shoot, I'm not really getting anything, and I feel like nobody sees value in me. And then Josh, my husband, was like, you should apply for this. You'd probably like it. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to get it. So I applied for it and ended up getting it anyways by some miracle. And I really appreciate that I did get it because Mara Booty, who works for Wisconsin Holstein, was also an AWA sister at one time. So there's a lot of connections that I've made, and that having AWA as a connection has been able to get me opportunities like that, that I didn't think were attainable, but I, you know, tried and I reached out. So, well, thank you guys for joining me on this episode of Ag Chat, brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture. I really appreciate you giving a listen to us today.
Bye.